A Belgian woman yesterday gave birth to a very special baby. The 32-year-old mother had been rendered infertile years ago by chemotherapy for cancer. Yet her healthy baby girl was conceived the natural way because the egg cell apparently came from the mother's own ovary tissue, which had been removed and put in a medical freezer 7 years ago. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Every year, thousands of young women get a diagnosis of cancer. Then, fertility expert Roger Gosden says they suffer a second blow.
The doctor says, oh, by the way, this treatment's going to make you menopausal and you won't be able to have children.
That's because the chemotherapy or radiation they need destroys their ovaries. Researchers have been struggling for years to help these women preserve their fertility. Last night, doctors at the Catholic University of Louvain in Brussels reported the first success of an ingenious new method. The British journal The Lancet rushed it to publication online. The story starts in 1997, before the woman had chemotherapy for cancer. The Belgian doctors removed pieces of her ovary. They froze the tissue until last year. Then they transplanted the ovary tissue back into the woman's pelvis. 5 months later, the woman started having regular menstrual cycles. 6 months after that, she was pregnant through natural intercourse. The scientists are virtually certain the egg had to come from the thawed-out transplant. The ovary tissue that was not removed was shriveled and inert. Dr. Thomas Toth of Massachusetts General Hospital says the case is a fertility milestone.
The first report of a pregnancy occurring after ovarian tissue was removed from the body, frozen, stored, and then replaced within the body itself with a spontaneous pregnancy.
Toth and others have been trying for years to help female cancer patients preserve fertility in a different way by freezing just the egg, not the ovary. Then they thaw the egg and fertilize it in a test tube.
Over the last 20 years in the peer-reviewed journal, we might find anywhere between 20 and 100 pregnancies throughout the world with efforts at freezing the human egg, and it shows a low efficiency.
Less than 2% of these frozen eggs result in pregnancy. Another technique is more reliable, says Dr. Zev Rosenwax of New York Presbyterian Hospital.
The most effective is undergoing ovarian stimulation, retrieving eggs, fertilizing them, and having embryos to freeze, because embryo freezing is the most effective and the most successful way of preserving reproductive function.
But there are problems with both these approaches. They can delay cancer treatment by up to 6 weeks. Also, doctors can't retrieve egg cells from girls before puberty. If other investigators can repeat the Belgian success, that will give a new alternative to tens of thousands of women. Again, Roger Gosden of Weill Cornell Medical College.
There's been a lot of hope vested in this as being yet another option, and the more options these patients have, the better.
There's some concern that the ovary transplant might reintroduce cancer cells. Some worry that frozen ovary transplants might be used by women just to put off motherhood until it's convenient. But many cancer patients may want to try the new technique. The Belgians have ovarian tissue from 146 more women in their freezer. Richard Knox, NPR News.